Hi everyone, this is Sally, live from San Antonio. I hope you're doing well and you're enjoying your weekend. This is the first podcast and I want to speak about something very important, and that is gratitude. Gratitude is the source of being content, being grateful to God for what we have, and being happy. And that impacts positively our attitudes, our feelings, our thoughts, and our actions. We may not be where we want to be in terms of our job, our personal situation, our family life, the assets we have, the bank balance we have, the retirement fund we have, our kids, the environment, the neighborhood, so on and so forth. And it's easy to compare our situation with others who seemingly on the outside seem to have it better off. And as a result, we can feel depressed and down and unhappy. But the important point is to keep a clear perspective. We need to be grateful for what we have and thank God for His blessings. We need to be grateful that we can get out of bed every day and start the day afresh and have the ability to do something concrete and make a difference in people's lives. I'm not saying that we should not be aware of our situation and that we want to improve and move from our as-is state to our to-be state. There's nothing wrong with knowing where you want to go and chalking out a plan to help you get there and seeking out folks and assistance that will enable you to get there. And while all that's good, we need to be grateful for what we have. It's very easy to complain and be ungrateful, but that's not what God wants. When we look at our situation, we have to remember that there are many people that don't have what we have. We live in a free country where we have the freedom of speech and the ability to express our opinion. We live in a country where we can do what we want and impact others in a positive way without asking for permission. We live in a country where you're limited by your own actions. So let's be grateful. Let's thank God for what we have and what He's given us, and continue to strive to make a difference in people's lives, people that are less fortunate than us. It doesn't take too much to make a difference. You can start small, one step at a time, inch by inch. And if every one of us does one good act a day, driven by a feeling of gratitude and thankfulness, the world will be a much better place to live in. We need to lead by example. We need to make a difference. And it all starts with thanking God for His presence in our lives. And agreed, things don't always turn out the way we want them to be. And agreed, life is full of disappointments and life is not fair. But we must go on and we must have the right attitude. And a feeling of gratitude and thankfulness will result in us having the right perspective and the right viewpoint. And that's what makes all the difference. So remember, when you're feeling down and you are looking at others and comparing yourself with them, remember, you have a lot to be grateful for, and thank God for everything that He's done in your life and is doing on a daily basis to make you a better person, to make you a better son, a better husband, a better father, a better brother, a better employee, a better manager, and a better leader. Gratitude is there in everything. Thank you, God. Hopefully, you enjoy the best things in life, which are free, and thank God for all your blessings in your family. Thank you.